Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. And this morning, we have the Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy strength, and all thy mind. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. And the mighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory. And that we, and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. And we pray now we have the collect, and then we have the readings after that, and then the Creed. The Collect for the third Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, who alone can bring order to the unruly wills and passions of sinful humanity, give your people grace so to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Hello, my name is Libby, and I've just got one or two thoughts to share with you today on the passage of scripture that we have just heard about salt and light. Sometimes when we read passages of scripture, they can be quite confusing, complicated, difficult to understand. We have to think about when the scripture was said, why it was said, what's the context of it? Why did Jesus use that particular narrative? It must have been because that particular word meant something different at that time. Sometimes with scripture, we have to ask lots of questions. However, with this scripture, I don't think that we have to ask any of those questions. I feel that this scripture is very self-explanatory. We have to be salt to the world. We have to be light to the world. We don't have to wonder why Jesus chose salt or light to explain what he was trying to say. Today, we still use salt to flavour things. We still use salt to defrost things like the roads. We still use salt to heal things. I'm particularly thinking about Epsom bath salts or just nice bath salts that smell of lavender. We still use light today. We use light so we can see. We use light for energy and heat. We even use light for healing. You can buy those special lights to have on in the winter. They give the same properties as sunlight and they give you your dose of vitamin D. I think they're called happy light or something like that. So this scripture that we've heard today is quite simple to understand. The hard part of this scripture is not understanding it, but putting it into action. In our service last week, David used the sign from the Nike advert, the black tick with the line, "Just do it." When I read this scripture, that was one of the first thoughts that came into my head, the Nike tick and the line, "Just do it." But sometimes it's hard to bring the God flavors to the world, to the people that we are in contact with every day. We are supposed to bring salt to flavour the situation with the way God would deal with it. But so many times we do not do this and we pepper the situation, not with how God will deal with it, but how we think is best. And when we do this, it never works out very well. Whereas in awkward situations, if we had used God's word, God's way, God's love, God's salt, the situation would have turned out the best way ever. And the same goes for light. We shouldn't be hiding the fact that we know Jesus, the fact that the word of God is true and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, which divides our spirit from our flesh and reveals all and helps so much. We shouldn't be hiding this truth under a bowl. But we should be shining it on the top of a hill so that everyone can see, everyone can know the truth, and that truth will set them free. That truth is Jesus Christ, who died for us and was raised to new life so as to put an end to death and give us life eternal. Often when I read things Jesus has said, I giggle. Just because I like the way he phrases things. I love it. I particularly like in this reading when he says, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house." I can just hear Jesus saying, "Come on, guys, don't be so crazy. You wouldn't switch on your bedside lamp and then put a black towel over the top of it. What would be the point of that? Don't do that with the good news of me. Don't have the good news for yourself and know where the light switch is and turn it on. But the minute you walk out the door, cover me up so that no one else can find out about me. No, don't do that. Turn the light on that I have given you and walk boldly out of your house. And let that light touch everyone you meet so that they too can know the glory of me and have life and life in all its fullness. they too can know my Father, our Father in heaven. Jesus says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So the long and the short of it is, we need to tell people about Jesus. We need to tell the people we come into contact daily with, at school, at work, our families. We need to tell the people who we randomly meet at different functions, events, etc. Now, when I say tell people, we need to tell people, that doesn't always mean that we have to use words. Our actions and attitudes can be just as powerful. In fact, they are more powerful than using words. It is easy to tell somebody how they should behave in a certain situation. It is harder for us to behave in that way. So today, the thing I believe we should all take away is a desire to newly and afresh become salt and light to the world. Let's pray and ask God to give us a bubbling up in our hearts, a murmuring in our souls to bring Christ to the world. If we can know who Jesus is, if we have a relationship with him, and if we are consciously, on a daily basis, growing our relationship with Jesus, reading the Bible, praying, listening to preaching, singing worship to him, we will find it easier to be both salt and light to the world. Our theme this term is about love. Love for everyone and love in action. And that's how we can be love in action, by bringing the salts, the God flavors, the light to the world, the colors of God to the world. If we have this relationship with Jesus, circumstances and situations that we can see or a part of won't be so confusing, debilitating, frustrating. If our first port of call is to always check in with God and ask him, what should I do right now? How can I be salt in this situation and bring the right flavour to it? How can I be light in this situation and bring the right guidance to it? If we ask these questions, I know that God is faithful and just and will answer these questions and show us what to do. And then we truly will become a city on a hill, giving light to everyone, peace, love, understanding, mercy. Our light truly will shine before men, and they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority under him that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. Remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So it's lovely that you're joining us at home for this communion. And it is, of course, a spiritual communion as opposed to a physical communion together. So this prayer of spiritual communion, taken from the great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge, is a beautiful way to remember Jesus and that he is with us here in this Eucharist, in our hearts. It's a prayer inspired by St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I now cannot receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful friend, redeemer and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. And if you're going to take the bread and wine at home, you might like to pause now and get the bread and the wine. The Prayer of Humble Access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and institute and his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it. And he gave his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is the body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he gave them thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As the Saviour Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the prayer after communion. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily beseech thee and thank thee that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people. And we're also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.